Hey peeps, just a friendly reminder, Crypto Beetle shows are never financial advice, recommendations, or trading strategies. The views expressed here are solely that of Robert Beetles and his guests. Robert Beetles is a co-founder of the Monarch Wallet, host of Trading View Sessions, Crypto Beetles on YouTube, and on several entities. Robert's opinions here do not reflect that of those entities. Some information shared here may not actually be factual. These shows are for information and entertainment purposes only. Never invest a single Satoshi or penny in anything without first seeking the counsel and advice of a professional financial advisor. Robert Beetles is not a financial expert or advisor. Investing in anything is super dangerous. You can lose all of your money, so always trade at your own risk. And one last thing before we get into this, please help us grow the family. Give us a comment and review on the Apple or Google Play Store. It's super quick and easy. Just scroll down, click the little stars, comment, and just help us grow the fam. All right, so now that that's out of the way, let's get into this. What is going on, crypto family? So I've had a ton of people ask me, what is LibraCoin and what is Facebook's role in it? So we threw this video together for you, kind of quick and dirty, like in a nutshell, so to speak, to just kind of go over the basics. For a more comprehensive dive, you know, Facebook actually released a white paper, and there's several, you know, full-length, in-depth articles out there. This is solely just, you know, kind of my opinion, my take on things, you know, right or wrong. So let's get into this. What is the name Libra? What's it stand for? Why'd they pick it, right? Well, it comes from ancient Rome as a unit of weight equivalent to 12 ounces. It was the forerunner to the pound, also a southern, like, zodiacal, however you pronounce that, like the zodiac, right? Constellation between Virgo and Scorpio, represented by a pair of scales. So basically, it's a unit of measure. Zuckerberg is also known to admire Caesar Augustus, the Roman emperor who Zuck said established 200 years of world peace. So it appears that Zuck is going to go Roman on our butts here. So enough of the name. What is it? Well, Facebook wants to incorporate a peer-to-peer, peer-to-business type digital cryptocurrency network for all of their users. And don't forget, Facebook owns more than just Facebook. They have other platforms and other users that could be using Libra as well. But essentially, Facebook would be the creator of Libra and have up to 100 large corporations as their partners that would act as nodes to help support the Libra blockchain, right? They say that Libra will be a currency pegged to a basket of fiat currencies or assets or securities, you know, keeping it pegged at $1, greatly eliminating the volatility that we see in other cryptocurrencies, making Libra a stable form of digital money. They say that it could be permissionless like Bitcoin in 5 years, have some of the attributes of Bitcoin for peer-to-peer digital money, as well as decentralization. They talk about having attributes of Ethereum through their code called Move for smart contracts and dApps, and a wallet of sorts called Calibra to basically house it all. That is the super quick and dirty. And again, they put out a white paper, and there's all kinds of information out there if you want to get really deep and dive right into the tech, right? So what hurdles does it have? Regulation. All over the world, right? Tons of licenses and tons of individual deals made with possibly 190 plus different countries. And according to many experts out there, and peeps, I'm not one of them, they're just creating a money transmitter business. And just because it's blockchain-based, and even according to some of those same experts, they say it's really not a blockchain, but it's not going to exclude them from regular financial laws, regulations, and requirements. With Bitcoin, there is no company called Bitcoin Inc., right? It's made up of nodes and miners. It's decentralized all over the world. With Facebook, there's a corporation. There will be rules and laws that they're going to have to adhere to. This could be very costly and time-consuming, and in the end, it could just end up becoming another completely governed financial network, blockchain or not, under the total scrutiny of all these different governments, and with all these rules and all these regulations that they're going to have to adhere to make this become a reality. Recently, the Fed chairman, Jerome Powell, made it very clear in his congressional testimony he's got some issues with Libra. He says that Libra raises many serious concerns regarding privacy, money laundering, consumer protection, and financial stability. But damn, this is the Fed to our rescue? I mean, aren't these the same guys that in 1913 created the Federal Reserve Act? Basically made it to where the Federal Reserve, a private corporation of sorts, can print all the money that they want, lend it to the government, and make us, the taxpayers, pay the interest and principal forever? Why would they want competition? But again, I digress. Facebook says in their white paper the Libra blockchain is synonymous and allows users to hold one or more addresses that are not linked to their real-world identity. But here again, the experts say this is impossible. If they're going to be a money transmitter and have to comply with the Bank Secrecy Act's requirements that money transmitters identify their customers, they say it's impossible. Experts say that somebody's going to need to have custody of the funds backing Libra. And how can a stablecoin network become permissionless when the person who controls these funds also has control of the network? So if they want to be like Bitcoin and truly decentralized, it appears they have a ton of hurdles. Not to mention the president of the United States, Donald J. Trump, just got done blasting Bitcoin and Libra right here on Twitter. So who are going to be the partners and nodes of Libra? Who's going to secure the Libra network running all these different nodes? It appears it's going to be about 100 of the largest corporations in the world. Companies like MasterCard, Visa, PayPal, Uber, Coinbase, and all of these right here. And a whole bunch more that aren't mentioned yet. But if you look, even the Winklevoss twins decided that they like money more than the rivalry with Zuck and asked to join Team Libra. So how does the currency work? Well, in a nutshell, they say that Libra is going to be backed by securities, assets, and fiat money, ensuring one Libra is the equivalent of basically one US dollar, a pegged stablecoin of sorts. So what are the positives? Well, I've said for years, when Facebook or another company like Facebook enters this crypto arena, it's going to add a ton of credibility and exposure to the entire cryptocurrency space. And it's going to force a lot of these big corporations, these big fish, to come in too, because they don't want to miss out. And you can already see that they're coming in by the droves. I bet you FANG, you know, the Facebook, Apples, Netflix, Googles, I bet you they're going to be here pretty soon if they're not already. And don't forget, there's about 3 billion people across these Facebook platforms that are now possibly going to be exposed to cryptocurrency. This may offer a lot more visibility into things like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash and Ethereum and a ton of other cryptocurrency projects, increasing the entire crypto market cap size and increasing the value of a lot of the major cryptocurrencies out there. It could bring in billions or even trillions of new dollars into crypto through traditional investment means. There again, possibly raising the price of a lot of the cryptos out there. In every video or article that we see about Libra coin, Bitcoin is typically mentioned too, thereby adding a ton more exposure and credibility to all of us Bitcoin lovers. And let's face it, people don't want to spend Bitcoin or other cryptos for toothpaste and daily essentials. They want it to moon so they can buy that mansion or that Lambo. Nor do the masses want to pay high transaction fees. They don't care about paying to secure like a trustless decentralized network. They want to pay $1 and get $1 worth of goods or services, not pay $1 an additional $1 to $20 for high network and transaction fees like we sometimes see in Bitcoin. With Libra, people could be paid in Libra, just like dollars, and people would spend them just like dollars. There's no high transaction costs, no high fees, and there's no reason to hodl it, right? Since the speculation mechanism is completely removed. Libra could possibly bank the underbanked or the unbanked. I think there's like 2 billion people out there that don't have access to banks. Many countries don't have stable currencies for their citizens to pay for goods and services. This could essentially become the world's currency, allowing commerce and wealth to the world. So, now what are the negatives? Well, we saw Facebook leak our data through that Cambridge Analytica scandal. We've seen Zuckerberg call us stupid effers, right? And he's running the freaking show. How can we possibly trust him with our finances too? With 100 of the world's largest companies acting as nodes and partners to Libra, would they also have access to our personal and financial details as well? Could Facebook possibly cut us off from our money? Or worse, take it from us? Could they spy on us and monetize all of our transactions somehow, report all of our transactions to their partners or the government, have complete control of us socially and now financially? Could Libra destroy the dollar and governments as well? Who knows? But make no mistake, this is not Bitcoin. Make no mistake, if this is treated like a money transmitter business like the experts say, this will never be Bitcoin, nor will it ever be truly decentralized. All right, so let's wrap this up. Let's face it. This is the biggest thing that has ever happened to cryptocurrency. You know, Facebook's going to end up kind of like being a pioneer of sorts that a lot of people are going to be able to follow right behind, because they're going to have to tackle all that legislation and regulation stuff to do this. And that's going to add a lot of clarity that a lot of people, including myself, have been begging for. But is this going to end up just being a trade-off, like a government-controlled currency to a corporate-controlled currency? It's too early to tell. And I know that a lot of people think that this could be like the end of the world, but I don't think we're there yet, right? All we can do, though, is keep a close eye on what unfolds. Speak up where needed. Hope and pray that everybody does what's best for us and our interests this go around. And above all, stay diligent in your crypto education. We're all in this together, peeps, and it's bigger than any single one of us. Remember, we're much stronger together. Just a friendly reminder, Crypto Beetle shows are never financial advice, recommendations, or trading strategies. The views expressed here are solely that of Robert Beetles and his guests. Robert Beetles is a co-founder of the Monarch Wallet, host of Trading View Sessions, Crypto Beetles on YouTube, and owns several entities. Robert's opinions here do not reflect that of those entities. Some information shared here may not actually be factual. These shows are for information and entertainment purposes only. Never invest a single Satoshi or penny in anything without first seeking the counsel and advice of a professional financial advisor. Robert Beetles is not a financial expert or advisor. Investing in anything is super dangerous. You can lose all of your money, so always trade at your own risk. Please help us grow the family. Give us a comment and review on the Apple or Google Play Store. It's super quick and easy. Just scroll down, click the little stars, comment, and just help us grow the fam. So God bless you. Love you. Catch you on the next one.